Welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast, brought to you by AmpCoil. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we discuss the common thread survivors share after walking through the fire, the practitioners making a difference, and the treatment modalities that deliver healing back into the hands of the people who need it most. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Here we are with the fifth generation of cellular technology, 5G. It's the next great leap in speed for wireless devices. The speed includes both the rate mobile users can download data to their devices and the latency or lag time that they experience between sending and receiving info. The difference between the current 4G and 5G in terms of gigahertz, that is the unit of alternating current or electromagnetic waves that affect the transmission speeds of the devices, is significant. 5G technology promises millimeter bands in the 30 to 300 gigahertz range, while 4G right now is topping out at around 6 gigahertz. So for everyone out there who is a Netflix addict or loves to stream movies, when applied to that video application, it speeds of about 60 to 120 times faster. Just to give you an example, at gigabytes per second rate, you could probably download a movie to your phone in a matter of seconds. Those data rates are going to be used to enable virtual reality application, autonomous driving cars, the robot from Short Circuit delivering hot coffee to your bedside without spilling a drop by navigating the stairs and bedroom table. Johnny Five Alive, anybody? Okay, I just dated myself. Short Circuit, check it out. Great movie in the 80s. So the big difference is 4G has 50 millisecond delays. 5G has a 1 millisecond delay. It's not really noticeable to humans as our perceived difference of time, but it allows for seamless communication through machines. And 5G is really, I think that's important. It's a big thing to grasp. 5G is created with machines in mind. Faster processing requires more bandwidth. And it's worthy to note that on this next generation of internet, one of the big limitations of these higher frequency waves are that they travel shorter distances through urban spaces and have trouble moving through walls, buildings, basements, foundations, even dense foliage. So the fix is 5G networks require more transmitter masts than previous technologies, positioned on buildings, flagpoles. If you walk around LA, you can see them everywhere disguised as palm trees. Is that comforting? It's a little creepy in my opinion. Now in New York City, they just rent space on the side of your condo or they put them in street level utility boxes. So I want you to just go ahead and place you or me or your favorite grandma maybe suffering from cognitive decline in the line of fire, but let's also put in there Big Bird, Oprah, Gayle King, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the guy from the Sprint commercials who used to work for AT&T. Just, I want you to create a sense of urgency. Whoever you really feel drawn to is a lovable character. And I want you to feel this. Along with the booster towers driving the signal through the walls, the foliage, the buildings, it's driving it straight through that person's face. One more reminder, 5G uses 30 to 300 gigahertz millimeter waves. So, a good way to describe frequently is how frequently that sound wave travels from tip to trough in one cycle of a wave. Imagine drawing a nice, smooth, rolling wave with your finger in the air. You can do it. Follow me along. Now, in contrast, imagine my finger rapidly firing up and down, moving so fast that all you can see is a blurb. And while the waveform of fourth generation internet would travel across the skin, because there's an electrical charge on the skin and the body, when we get into the 30 to 300 gigahertz range, it simply travels right through you. Like I said, right through your face. Here's some bullet points about 5G. A toxicology report released in 2018 by the U.S. Department of Health and pointed to those by expressing safety concerns, they found that male rats exposed to high doses of radio frequency radiation developed cancerous tumors in the heart and the adrenal glands. So funny though, female rats did not, neither did mice. Well, let's leave those alone for a second. Another point is that the city of Brussels and Geneva both blocked trials and banned upgrades to 5G out of this concern. Going back to the 80s, fewer than 3% of people, I think it's worthy to note, in most countries were using a cell phone. But if you fast forward to today, almost 100% of the people on the planet are using cell phones. The launch of 5G is going to be similar to turning on your microwave, opening the door, and leaving it on for the rest of your life. Remember, you've got the cell phone, you've got the other receptor of that 5G in your hand or your pocket or by your bedside table. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm trying to give you perspective about dosing. There's a good reason why hundreds of scientists are taking action against the wireless industry right now. In a recent National Geographic article, a very famous doctor said, "Everyone I know, including me, is recommending more research on 5G because there's not a lot of toxicology studies out there with this technology." So from a bird's eye view, I think it's also important to pull back to 2011. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, their International Agency for Research on Cancer, classified RFR as a potential 2B carcinogen and specified that the use of mobile phones could lead to specific forms of brain tumors. Many studies have associated low-level RFR exposure with a litany of health concerns and defects, including but not limiting oxidative damage, which leads to tissue degeneration and premature aging. No one wants bad skin. The disruption of cell metabolism. Nobody wants a slow metabolism with an easy trend towards weight gain. Increased blood-brain barrier permeability. Melatonin reduction, leading to insomnia, which increases your risk for cancer dramatically. Disruption of brain glucose metabolism, leading to the generation of stress proteins and a myriad of other diseases. Listen, is 5G going to act like a kryptonite beam? No. I assume no. But will it be similar to, let's say, Lois Lane spraying perfume all over the apartment? Everything in the environment could have the potential to make Superman kind of weak and limp. I'm not diving into the implications of Superman being tired and weak and soft, but I guarantee you I have a point here. I guarantee you someone loses here, and it's not just Lois Lane. Hashtag Superman soft. The big takeaway for me, nobody really knows. No long-term studies have been initiated. But since we are turning on the switch on the island of Manhattan, because we have 8.5 roughly million people stuffed onto the little island, let's just take note of the date, September 26, 2019. We turned it on. 5G is up. 5G is running. So this is big. You're an electrical body that governs a chemical system. So interrupting the methods of cell communication from an exponentially stronger signal will most likely have an effect on anything and everything downstream. So since we're rolling it out with the old adage of let's do this, I would look at emergency room visits moving forward from September 26 for panic attacks, violent crimes, the volume of prescription medications written for depression, stroke and heart attack markers, autoimmune frequency within a single household, hormone dysregulation from each subset of the population. There's a few more there. Ooh, let's just breathe for a second. Enough doom and gloom. That's silly. This is a solution-based podcast. So, what helps? Here's a few ideas if you are going to give yourself a fighting chance. Number one, do not live near a booster cell tower or a mini station. In urban areas, get out and look at your apartment or your building. Many condos rent space on the top corners of the buildings, and you could be receiving a very heavy dose of 5G. Your solution would be to move. Number two, purchase an EMF shield and continue to measure the levels of radiation within 100 feet of your home. EMF shielding could be as creative as Googling a Faraday cage and building one around your bed so your sleeping environment is safe. You could invent a crystal blanket that protects you from these frequencies. I have a friend that's doing that. Number three, eat healthy and take immune-boosting supplements. Again, EMF radiation will affect cell signaling, and the clean fuel and good hydration that you normally do, because you're a listener of the show, will help you to stay sharp and in tune. Also, antioxidants like C60 and accelerated health products, both featured on FreddySetGo.com on the Freddy's Fave page, are going to help damage control. Number four, spend lots of time in the forest. Grounding is more powerful than vitamin C. It has a potential to release that damage from your body, from your bare feet, into the dirt. Beta test. Try it. Try a 30-minute barefoot walk in Central Park or your backyard if you have access. Number 5, refrain from using your cell phone for long periods of time, including keeping your cell phone in your bedroom. Remember, your device will act as an antenna for fifth generation, and your brain is a sensitive one. So put it on airplane mode or get a cover for that phone. I really like the company Defender Shield. You can grab that on Amazon. Number 6, when traveling with your cell phone, store it in an EMF protective bag. Keep it on airplane mode and away from your face. Remember, it is the receiving end of 5G. Number 7, consider purchasing some Orgonite, which reportedly scatters electromagnetic fields and turns them into beneficial ones. Dr. Wilhelm Reich developed this unique composite, and some of the best shielding comes from David Slinger's website in New Zealand. It is the real deal. Love their personal pendants, which I wear. I have one on right now. And I have never had someone buy one from the Beautifully Broken podcast and deliver a less than 5-star review. So Life Energy Solutions featured on the Freddy's Fave page, and I believe there is a discount code on there through the podcast. Number 8, continually educate yourself about the wireless industry and the global government support of this insane endeavor. Number 9, and this is our final one, remember, stay strong, stay out of fear, and continue to improve your vibration through positive thinking, forgiveness, and increase attention towards your mental, emotional, and physical health. Remember, the idea of a death ray is terrible, but the belief that it will zap your power is twice as bad. The placebo effect is real, and believing that you are doing everything in your power, mentally sealing up your energetic field and blocking bad people and bad frequencies, really works. Set your intention. My friends, that's it. 5G is coming. You're going to read articles in the New York Times that says it's nothing. No reason to be concerned. Don't listen to these people. The same thing has happened throughout the history of time. Cigarettes, asbestos, recently vaping. There's going to be some element that's not good for the human body. I suggest you get out there, you do your research, check in with your body. If you're doing good and you're thriving, don't worry about it. But on some level, if you know that you're not performing at your best and there's more in the tank, consider the Wi-Fi that you're living in. Consider the RF signaling that's being broadcast through your city. It's just something to think about. Awaring is caring. Is that a thing? I don't know. Thanks for listening. As always, namaste. Ladies and gentlemen, you made it to the end of the podcast. Now, in a world where the average attention span is less than 10 seconds, we just spent almost an hour together. And I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful. Now, one way to support the podcast is to head over to freddysetgo.com and check out my newly launched page, Freddy's Faves, where I've linked every 5-star product and healing modality you hear about on the show. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link. And please know, it doesn't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they support the show through affiliation. So check out Freddy's Faves on freddysetgo.com. This episode of the Beautifully Broken podcast was brought to you by our sponsor, AmpCoil, upgrading the vibrations of hearts, minds, and bodies all over the world. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. Grabbing a download is like giving this virtual thumbs up that we're doing it right. And if you want to connect with me, shoot me a message on Instagram at freddysetgo.com or at freddysetgo. That's all for today. Our closing. The world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading, whatever it takes to move the needle. Remember, while life is pain, putting those fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I'm your host. I love you. Namaste. Have a wonderful day.